Because I think it's bright enough to see from back there.
So the
course is called The Laws of the Learner, and it's subtitled How to Teach Almost Anything
učenika, a podnaslovje kako
to Practically Anyone.
Bilo koga da učini gotovo
sve.
Secrets
we're going to let everybody in on.
To su male tajne u koje ćemo vas sve
learn these secrets, you become a good preacher.
Prava tajna je da postanete dobar propovjednik i da druge ohrabrujete u svjesnosti Krišne. I da budete dobar učitelj. Ovo su napredne učiteljske tehnike. Isto se tako ovaj seminar zove i napredne tehnike podučavanja.
Okay. And so there's a philosophy behind
the course. Postoji i filozofija iza ovog seminara.
The philosophy is a little bit different than is taught to most teachers.
Filozofija je malo drugačija od onoga što se podučava većini učitelja. Filozofija je da je učitelj odgovoran
for the learning of the student.
Za učenje učenika.
And they're ultimately responsible to Krishna for
I
what?
Da su konačno odgovorni
Krishni
za
the students to learn. First we're teaching the philosophy behind the course
da prouzrokuju
before we get
da učenici
to the principles.
Uče.
In other words, if you teach a course
ako podučavate
and the student
nešto,
doesn't learn,
a učenik ne uči,
you have failed, not
vi,
the student.
Vi ste ti koji niste uspjeli, a ne učenici.
Because generally we think when we give a Bhagavatam class or when we preach,
neku lekciju iz Bhagavatama ili kada
propovijamo,
da samo trebamo
throw
dati
out as many
informacije,
quotes as we can,
dati što više citata
and tell a few jokes to keep
i ispričati
awake,
nekoliko šala
like
usput. Kao što ja činim.
But the whole purpose of us preaching is so that people can learn.
Cijela svrha našeg podučavanja je da ljudi
on
nešto nauče.
You did not teach if the students did not learn.
Nismo
poučili
ako učenici nisu naučili. Samo smo otvorili usta i puno toga
teach
zašlo iz naših usta. Možda smo
teachers
se pročistili, ali nismo nismo podučili.
Učitelji
su odgovorni zato jer mogu kontrolirati tri aspekta učenja. To su tema, stil i govornik. A objasnit ću što to znači.
Now, first we're going to teach you a little
najprije ćemo vas poučiti nešto.
Shloka.
Jednu šloku.
This is the shloka in Latin.
Shloka
because it's going to help
Latin,
you learn a little something. We're going to teach everybody this. And you have to repeat it. You don't
morate
have to write, don't write
ponoviti
it down.
Ne morate zapisati.
Just repeat it.
Samo je ponovite.
You can read it. It's called Lord Nak Nishi Raketa. Can everybody repeat that? Lord Nak Nishi Raketa? Lord Nak Nishi Raketa. Say it about 2-3 times.
Recite još 2-3 puta.
Lord Nak Nishi Raketa. Lord Nak Nishi. Good.
Dobri ste.
That's good. So here's a little, another diagram of it.
Oh, još jedan prikaz
toga. So guess what we did. We taught you something, we
Naučili
showed you that a teacher
nešto
is in control, that I'm in control of all of you.
Ja sada kontroliram sve vas, zato sam
really
naučio nešto što u stvari ništa ne znači.
Except when you spell
osim
it backwards,
kada to čitate,
it says a teacher
odozada,
is in control.
Učitelj sve kontrolira.
So I just showed you I was in control, right?
Baš sam sad pokazao kako ja imam kontrolu nad svime.
Okay. So the orientation, that means
znači,
how the speaker presents
kako,
the subject matter depends whether you're successful
temu, o tome
or
će ovisiti
you're a failure.
Njegov uspjeh ili
now
neuspjeh.
There's three different types
postoje tri različite
teachers who are
vrste
expert, yes,
učitelja koji su stručnjaci.
Okay, I'll go slower. I'm going to give a handout at the end of the course.
Na kraju ću vam dati
okay? But I'm not going to give a handout in the beginning of the course because you'll just be reading the handout.
Ali neću vam dati na početku.
There, but try to take notes because a handout really doesn't help you remember. Prabhupada said that if
bolje
you write
uzimate,
down,
da pišete bilješke,
you remember.
Prabhupada je rekao da ako zapišemo da ćemo se sjetiti,
so if you write
jer
as you're
to je
hearing,
Kali Yuga.
That's how I always study. I wrote as I was
ja,
hearing.
Pišem kako slušam.
So there's three types.
Postoje tri vrste.
Basically, we're presenting the philosophy of the course right now. So
u ovom trenutku zapravo mi govorimo o filozofiji ovog tečaja. Ovo neće biti toliko važno.
The basis or foundation of what we're going to teach later on.
Već će nam dati neku osnovu ili temelj onoga što ćemo podučavati. Postoje tri vrste učitelja.
One is a great scholar.
Jedan je veliki učenjak.
Sigurno ste
vidjeli ljude koji na taj način daju lekcije iz Bhagavatama. Samo vam iznose informacije.
Jesi li
slušali takvu vrstu Bhagavatam lekcije? Krishna ovdje kaže.
And there he goes. And Prabhupada says. And you just like haven't learned anything.
A vi niste ništa naučili.
Standard Bhagavatam class. And then another one. Here's another type of teacher.
Ovo je jedna druga vrsta učitelja.
And you're going to have to find out what type of teacher you are.
A vi morate prepoznati sebe u ovome.
Another type is like your friend. He sits and just tells you jokes.
Drugi je kao vaš prijatelj. On će vam ispričati, samo će vam ispričati neke šale.
And another
type
is really into like electronics and showing you different things.
Drugi prokazuje razne stvari, razumije se u elektroniku.
Communicator. He uses all these different techniques.
On je komunikator i koristi različite tehnike.
So these are three types of teachers now.
To su tri vrste učitelja.
We're going to get into this in a second.
Do toga ćemo doći ubrzo.
Here we're repeating some of the same things we said before.
Ovdje ponavljamo iste stvari koje smo
već
rekli.
The principle
znači
of learning also, and we're going to learn this later on,
to ćemo kasnije naučiti,
is that when something is repeated,
je da kada se nešto ponavlja
7 to 10 times,
7 do 10 puta,
it becomes cemented in your permanent memory.
To
all
ostaje
of us
zabilježeno
have
u trajnom sjećanju. Svatko od nas
memory
ima kratkotrajno
and long-term
i dugoročno pamćenje.
We're going to go over this later.
Na to ćemo se vratiti još
right?
I kasnije.
Short-term memory means
kratkoročno pamćenje
someone
znači
tells you their phone
da kad vam netko kaže vaš broj telefona i vi se toga sjećate kojih 5 do 10 minuta.
And long-term means you
a
remember
dugotrajno
it for
sjećanje znači da se toga
years
sjećate 20 godina.
So, we should judge,
trebamo,
that's why we're repeating. We should judge our success as teachers by
kao učitelji po uspjehu svojih učenika.
And another point, and this is very much in line with Krishna consciousness,
ovo je
is that
nešto u skladu sa svjesnošću Krishne, a to je da utjecaj koji učitelji imaju na učenika određeno je više s njegovim karakterom nego s onime što on u stvari podučava.
Like Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada
what
je
rekao, example is better
je
than precept. We can repeat
primjer,
that.
Can
example
od
is better than precept. Good.
Precept, good. I'm sorry, Maharaj, precept?
Precept means the actual teachings. The example that
znači
someone sets
primjer je puno
is
bolje
more
od samog
important
učenja
than what comes out of their mouth.
Znači puno je važnije ono što netko primjer koji osoba
now
daje nego ono što ona
izgovori. Let's try to think. We'll just have a silent moment.
Sad ćemo
we'll think
uzeti
of someone
trenutak,
who would say something to us but
nekome
would act in a different way. That's called
rekao
hypocrisy.
Ali
has anyone ever had a teacher
drugo
like that?
To se zove,
like
to se zove licemjerje.
Everyone,
ili tko
right
od vas ima takvog učitelja ili roditelja?
Say,
svi, zar ne?
You know, like for example, when
naprimjer,
I was young,
kad sam bio mlad,
my mother said, don't smoke cigarettes.
Moja majka bi mi rekla, nemoj pušiti.
And she would smoke cigarettes.
A ona sama bi pušila cigarete.
Then what did I do?
I što onda radim?
I put a bomb in her
što sam učinio? Stavio sam u njeznu cigaretu
and that was the last cigarette she ever smoked.
I to je bila posljednja cigareta koju je ikad
so she was
pušila.
Driving her car,
vozila se u
and
auto.
Out came all these ashes out of the cigarette.
I onda je cigarete izlazio te
don't
pepe.
Do that to your
pepe,
mother.
Nemojte to činiti svojoj majci.
So anyway, so hypocrisy, you know, if someone's
znači
giving Bhagavatam class
ako
and they're saying,
daje, lekciju iz Bhagavatama
you've
i
got
kaže,
a chant 60 rounds of all the four regular principles, you know they're not doing this. It's useless.
Krugova i, slijediti četiri regulativne
or here's
principa,
a typical
a oni
example
sami
we have
rade
in the temple.
To ovo je recimo jedan tipičan primjer
iz naših
hramova.
Says
hrama,
to the temple
kaže,
commander, get everyone to come to Mangalarati, but the temple president doesn't come.
Da neka dođu svi na Mangalarati, ali on sam ne dođe.
Very important philosophical
jako
point.
Jako važna filozofska poanta je da
devotees are
bakte,
teachers. That is
da
our
bakte
učitelji. Duty. That is
to
our
je naša dužnost i
inherited duty
i naše nasljeđe koje nam je dao Šrila Prabhupada.
To be teachers.
Da budemo
and
učitelji.
Our existence
i naše postojanje
or our life should be based
odnosno,
upon how we communicate and help
tome,
the students.
Kako komuniciramo i kako pomažemo studentima. To je čitava jedna promjena paradigme.
Normally we think of ourselves
zato obično
as enjoyers,
o sebi mislimo kao o uživateljima, da smo uživaoci svjesnosti Krišne.
And what Chaitanya
ali ono što
Šrila Prabhupada
želio i što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
želio,
bilo je da svi postanu guruji.
Everyone become teacher.
Da svi postanu učitelji.
That is ultimately
to je
the end result
krajnji rezultat
of Krishna consciousness. The end result of teaching
krajnji rezultat poučavanja.
Teach yourself or
krajnji rezultat poučavanja je da propovjedamo sebi, da poučimo sami sebe i da bismo stvorili više propovjednika. Krajnji rezultat svega toga je da se stvori više propovjednika i više učitelja.
And these are different relationships.
Ovo su različiti odnosi kojih trebamo biti svjesni.
We're going to go over all these things in depth later on.
Kasnije ćemo ući u dubinu svega. Sada vam dajem puno informacija. Nemojte biti zbunjeni time.
Very quick in the beginning before we get into the second
chapter. Sada ćemo samo proći sve ovo na brzinu.
Relationships, we have the speaker to the subject, the speaker to the student.
Posle odnos govornika prema temi, govornika prema učeniku i govornika prema stilu.
And I'll explain what that means. Of course, subject is
što to znači. Tema
what
je
I'm talking about. Like
ono
today I'm talking
govorim,
about teaching.
Recimo danas govorim o podučavanju. I mean, what is my attitude towards you? I koji je moj stav prema vama?
Do I hate you? Am I just doing this because I get paid?
Ili radim ovo jer će mi platiti?
Do I think that you're a rascal?
Jel mislim da si ti nitko?
This is very important. We're going to deal with
ovo
this in a whole separate chapter.
Ići ćemo, bavit ćemo se time poglavlje po poglavlje.
Odnos
govornika prema stilu, što je to? Da li samo sjedim ovdje?
Just giving class like
I na ovaj način držim predavanje.
You know, Krishna says in the Gita that Krishna we are not our bodies.
Da nismo ova tijela.
And we have to surrender to him.
Moramo mu se predati.
Then we will be happy.
I onda ćemo biti sretni u svjesnosti Krishne.
There's a style there.
Dakle, ovo je stil.
You know, there's another way of doing the same thing.
Postoji još jedan način na koji možemo to činiti, da smo ustati, zato ja ustajem. Većina učitelja kada podučava stoji. Naravno, za lekciju iz Bhagavatama moramo sjesti. Ljudi bi se jako uznemirili ako biste podali.
Say, what do you think about that? Because they're going to think you change
ljude
religions. If you do, they're going to think you become a preacher in the Christian church, right?
Misliš da ste postali propovjednik neke kršćanske crkve.
But generally it's more effective to be active. I know when I was GBC of Italy many years ago.
Kada sam bio GBC u Italiji prije mnogo godina.
That the devotees told me you have to give class with your hands, not with your mouth.
Da moram dati lekciju svojim rukama, ne sa ustima.
So you have to give class like this.
Morate ovako držati predavanje.
The same thing, you know, Krishna says, Gita!
Krishna kaže, Gita!
Surrender to me.
Predaj mi se.
So there's different styles.
Znači, postoje različiti stilovi.
Now, if you do that in some other countries, they'll think
da
you're crazy.
Da to činite u nekoj drugoj zemlji, mislili bi da ste,
so you have to adjust your style.
Morate
so these are the three things
stil
that we can
dakle, to su tri stvari
control.
Koje možemo kontrolirati.
So these are different things
ovo
that we should meditate on.
Ovo su različite stvari na koje trebamo, o kojima trebamo razmišljati. U svjetlu tri stvari koje mi možemo kontrolirati. Stil, tema i govornik. Trebamo
really love our
stvarno voljeti svoje učenike.
Consistently posljeno, means all the time.
Znači
unconditionally
uvijek
means even if they're rascals.
Što znači čak i ako su nitkovi.
And that means not only
to znači ne samo
in the Bhagavatam class,
ne
in
samo
the class,
za vrijeme predavanja.
But you have to love your students outside of the class.
Već trebamo voljeti i van okvira predavanja.
They have to feel encouragement from you. And we're going to go, this is a whole chapter.
Ohrabrenje koje dolazi od vas. Poslije cijelo poglavlje o tome kako se ponašati van samog predavanja. Ohrabrenje je jako važno. Trebamo ohrabriti, uvijek ohrabrivati studente, učenike. Ali to može biti i umjetno.
I can't be just going up to him and saying,
ja mu mogu prići i reći,
I really care about you.
Stvarno mi je stalo do tebe.
You know, it's artificial, it's an act,
ako je umjetno,
he can see right through it.
So we really have to develop this inner Krishna consciousness, tu unutarnju svjesnost
the mood,
Krishna, raspoloženje,
of love for all living
ljubavi
prema
svim živim bićima, posebno prema onima koje podučavamo
even
svjesnosti
classes,
Krishna.
What I said. Okay, so I just did a drama of it.
Evo,
so
upravo
I don't need to do that again.
Vam to napravio u obliku neke predstave.
Communicate the subjects. This is another chapter we're going to be dealing with. As I said, this is all summary. So don't worry if you don't learn it right now. We communicate the subjects with the students'
temu,
needs and interests in mind.
Temu predajemo na taj način da na umu imamo potrebe i interese učenika. Naprimer,
for example, if I was going to give a Sunday feast
da
lecture,
dajem neku lekciju na Sunday feastu,
and we would advertise for the Sunday feast lecture on the board in front of the temple.
Iako bismo to oglasili
this
na nekoj
Sunday,
ploči,
His Holiness Guru Krishna Goswami is going to give a lecture on the three Purusha avatars.
Krishna Goswami će davati lekciju na tri Purusha avatare.
You know, you get maybe 10 brahmacharis.
Možda će doći
10
brahmacharija na predavanje, zar ne? Ako smo dovoljno
sretni.
Ali ako to oglasite na drugi
način, ovaj nedelje, His Holiness Bhikkhusana Goswami is going to give a lecture on what to do if you married the wrong person.
Što učiniti? Što da učinite ako ste se oženili za krivu osobu?
How many people would come? You get all of Zagreb coming to the lecture.
Cijeli Zagreb će doći na lekciju.
You'd have to. You could sell tickets. You could make so much money and build a new temple for the deities.
Mogli biste zaraditi toliko novaca i izgraditi novi hram.
This is called baiting, which we're going to go over again. We're going to go over all these points.
Sve ćemo to proći još jedan put.
That you have to give something
trebamo
of interest to someone, especially
posebno,
this is for Bhagavatam class. When
ako
you start the lecture, you got to say something like, "Today we're going to be talking about."
Danas
how to get rid of your false ego in 10 minutes or less.
O tome kako se riješiti svojeg lažnog ega za 10 minuta ili manje.
That's called you bait the class, but we're gonna go over that whole technique.
Proći ćemo tu čitavu tehniku kasnije.
If you say, you know, now we're going to talk about the three incarnations.
Ako kažete, sada ćemo govoriti o tri inkarnaciji
Purushavatara. Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya
Vishnu, Kshudakshaya Vishnu.
And then from this Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Lord Brahma comes from the lotus flower.
Izlazi lotus,
you lost
izlazi
your whole class.
Lotusovog cvijeta, izgubili ste
čitavu lekciju.
Iako je to istina, njih to baš i ne zanima.
You know, you can throw it out, but they're not really...
Možete
in other words, cook
dati,
a meal according to people's taste.
Znači, trebate kuhati jelo u skladu sa
not
ukusima
to the teacher's
ljudi,
taste.
A ne prema
like
ukusima
if I arrange
učitelja.
For you the same prasadam that I'm eating every day,
ako bih vam dao isti prasadam koji ja jedem svaki dan, vi biste otišli s ljetnog kampa.
I couldn't pay you to eat
ne bih vam mogao platiti da to pojedete.
Seriously, just boiled
svarno
vegetables.
Mislim, neko skuhano povrće.
Boiled.
Kuhano.
No salt.
Bez soli.
No ghee.
Bez ghee.
No pizza.
Bez pizze.
No lasagna. No
bez
ice
lasagne,
cream.
Bez sladoleda.
So, you know, if we're going to cook prasadam for you, we have to cook
ako vam želimo
what you like.
Prasadam, trebamo
just like I talked to the Slovenian devotees. And they're selling a lot of pizza.
Oni tamo,
and ice cream.
Puno, pizza i sladoled.
They're the most successful.
Oni su najuspješniji.
Because they know what people like.
Jer znaju što ljudi vole.
And... also, the speaker has to be ready
tako, govorim,
to change
treba
his style according to the audience. Like I mentioned, if I go to Italy, I'll have a different style.
Naprimjer, ako bi
if I go to Germany,
Italiju,
I'll have a different style.
Drugačiji stil. U Njemačkoj bi imao drugačiji oh. stil.
You have to have a different style in each country, each person, whatever.
Imati
you have to be
stil.
Like
trebate
a chameleon. You know what a chameleon is?
Znate li što
a chameleon
je to
is
kameleon.
A lizard that changes
to je jedan
its colors
luštar koji mijenja svoje boje
according to the location
u skladu sa mjestom na kojem se nalazi.
Not that you become contaminated by your audience. But
ne znači da vas to kontaminira.
Okay. We're going to demonstrate this.
To ćemo prikazati.
All right, let's say I'm teaching Bhagavad Gita.
Recimo da poučavam Bhagavad Gita.
To a five-year-old.
Petogodišnjim,
so we'll pull out the Bhagavad Gita. Make believe I have a Bhagavad Gita here. And I'll say,
ja bih rekao,
you know, let's say little boy. Tim,
da se radi o malom dečku.
This is Krishna.
Tim, ovo je Krishna.
And he's on the battlefield with Arjuna.
Ali na vojnom polju
sa Arjunom. Arjuna is his friend. And Arjuna doesn't want to fight. That's a five-year-old.
Arjuna je njegov prijatelj i ne želi se boriti.
So let's just skip to a 20-year-old. And then you say, you know,
da neko 20 godina.
Arjuna is Krishna's devotee.
Arjuna je Krishna bhakta.
And due to the influence
i zbog utjecaja
of Krishna's illusory potency, Arjuna is confused about his duty
Arjuna
and will not fight.
Svoje dužnosti,
you know, so you say
it in a different
way. Same thing, say in a different way.
Znači, kažete istu stvar na drugačiji način. Ali budite
this
svojim.
Is another problem many teachers have is they try to imitate someone else. You don't want to imitate someone else's style. It's just not going to come out natural.
Drugog,
like this course I put together with a one teacher named Irmala, Mother Irmala, you've heard of her before?
Michael Urmilom.
She and I worked on this whole presentation together.
Prezentaciji zajedno.
And one day she imitated my style.
Moj stil.
So she, what happened is she was sitting in class
sjedila je na predavanju
and she was saying,
i govorila
she said, life...
Život.
There's a poem I made up. Like, you know, life
postoji
is like a fading flower.
Sastavio.
Which is true.
Život je poput,
and then
poput
then she picked
koji,
up some flowers she had stuffed in her pocket and threw it at the audience.
I onda uzela cvijeće koje je imala negdje u torbi, bacila na bakte ja sam bio tamo i rekao sam, pa to ne funkcionira, to nije tvoj stil.
You know, I could get away with it.
Ja bi, možda bi se ja mogao izvući s time.
You know, because I can make it real funny. I said, you know, life's but a fading smiješno. Flower. Here they are.
Evo
like
lijepih,
that.
Lijepog cvijeća koji vene,
and, you know,
evo
it's
ga.
Natural for me, but
možda
for her,
bi meni bilo prirodno, no. Ali za nju...
So you learn what your style is, what you can
znači,
do.
Naučit ćemo svoj stil
you know,
po tome
like myself,
da vidimo što možemo mi učiniti.
I can
mogu komunicirati
like that,
putem šala, ali ne može to svatko učiniti.
Worse,
ne znači da ste bolji ili da ste gori, već
so
samo da ste različiti. Svatko poučava u skladu sa svojim stilom.
And we already demonstrated that. And... like I said, don't worry about learning
nemojte
these things because we're going to go over them again.
Da zapamtite sve ove
stvari,
notice
your students,
još jedan
attention, actions, attitudes,
primijetite stavove,
verbal and non-verbal expressions.
I djelatnosti vaših
there are over
170
non-verbal body language
postoji
communication things that we have. 170
tjelesnih
when someone's giving class, I'm going to ask a question. We're gonna, we have three things. We have content, body language,
postoji, dakle,
and
sadržaj,
tone of voice.
Tijelo, govor
what
tijela
percentage
i ton glasa. Što mislite?
Content means the information,
content,
okay?
Znači,
body language
sadržaj,
means...
to znači informacije. Govor tijela znači ovo.
Tone of voice means...
Tone glasa
tone
znači...
of voice, like that. So what percentage would you say
znači,
is communicated
mislite,
by content? Does anyone have any ideas?
Koliko se informacija prenosi sadržaj?
35?
35? 10?
What? Should we take a vote? You know, 60.
60.
Right, you say, what
dakle,
is it? What is the majority here saying?
Što većina vas kaže?
10, 10, 20? 10,
20.
50.
50.
Do I hear 10? Do I hear 30, 30,
30, 30? 10, 10, 30.
All right, let's say, let's take an average. Let's say 25,
uzet ćemo,
right?
Recimo prosjek.
Most of you saying 25.
20. Većina
body
vas
language,
kaže
25%. What do you think?
Govor tijela, što
body
mislite?
Body language, what? 60?
60?
60.
60.
80? 70? 50?
50.
All right, 60. Let's take 60.
Znači, uzmimo 60.
Let's say, and tone of voice?
Ton glasa.
The rest.
Sve ostalo.
Okay, let's see what we got. So body language...
Govor tijela...
is 70%...
70%.
...of communication. This
komunikacije,
is scientific
to,
fact.
To je znanstvena činjenica.
Tone of voice is
23%,
and content is
7%.
Now, do you see
vidite li
why
sad?
Communication
zašto,
on the internet is not that effective?
Komunikacija internetom nije toliko učinkovita?
Internet is good
internet je dobar
for saying, I'm going to meet da, you tomorrow
da se dogovorimo, da ćemo se, recimo,
at the
sutra
temple.
Sastati negdje u
that's
hramu.
About it.
To, i to je sve.
Or some short philosophical
neke,
points.
Da razmijenimo neke kratke filozofske poante.
But the problem is
ali problem je u tome
that so many arguments start on the internet. Has anyone ever seen an argument
toliko,
on the internet?
Toliko svađi putem
interneta. On the internet.
Jeste li vidjeli
so
te primjere
easy,
toga i kritiziranje Vaishnava putem interneta?
You can
to je
just
lako,
take your little keyboard and type out whatever Vaishnava parada you want.
Uzmite svoju malu tipkovnicu i utipkate bilo koju Vaishnava paradu koja
button,
vam se svidi.
And they never see you.
Protisnite gumb za
so the internet, according to conflict resolution specialists, and this is, was part of the course we would teach in conflict resolution and mediation, which we're not
dakle,
going to teach,
that u skladu sa,
conflicts are made worse by communication on the internet. No professional mediator or conflict resolution person will use the internet for any
osoba,
conflict.
Nijedna osoba
they will immediately
koja,
go person to person
koja,
if they can't do that by the telephone.
Koja medijator, ona će odmah
but
otići
they don't even like to
osobi,
use the telephone.
Ali nikad neće koristiti internet. Čak ne vole koristiti niti telefon. Zato jer većina komunikacije se provodi čime? Govorom tijela.
That's why I'm standing up.
Zato ja
I'm
sada
not sitting
stoj,
down.
Ne sjedim.
If I sat down and
gave
the same course and didn't have a strong tone of voice, you'd all be sleeping.
I da nemam tako snažan ton glasa, svi biste vi spavali.
So here's an example. Here's the
evo
word
primjera.
No.
Recimo
everybody knows what
ne.
The word no means.
Znate li vi što znači riječ ne?
No.
Znači ne.
Okay. No? How do you say no in Croatian?
Ne.
Ne. Ne. So... So you say no as
kažete
a command.
Ne kao zapovjed.
Who can say no as a command?
Ko može reći ne kao zapovjed?
No! Like that. Shocking. No as a complaint.
Ne kao žaljenje.
No. You know, not again, you rascal.
Ne opet.
And no is a question?
Ne kao pitanje.
No?
No.
Do you want prasadam? No.
Želiš prasadam? Ne.
So there's the same word.
Znači, ista riječ.
And you write it down. You won't even know what the person's talking about unless you say it and see the person and hear the person say it.
Znači, ako zapišemo, ne znamo ni šta znači.
You should always be examining. If you want to preach to someone,
ako želimo nekome propovijedati,
we'll go over the techniques later. If you want to preach to someone, you should always be examining them.
Preispitivati
njih. A good preacher,
dobar propovjednik,
has two ears,
ima dvoje
ušiju, and one mouth. What does that mean?
Jedna usta. Šta to znači?
He listens twice as much as he speaks.
Sluša dvostruko
God has
više
given you two ears.
Nego što govori. Bog
vam je
dao dva uha.
If God wanted you to speak more, he would have given you what?
Bog želio da više govorite, dao bi vam dva usta.
You would have been like Ravana.
Bili biste poput Ravane.
10 mouths, 10 heads. Also he had 20 ears.
Deset glava, deset ustiju.
Right?
On imao i 20 ušiju.
So think about that.
Razmislite o tome.
The most effective preacher is a good listener.
Najučinkovitiji propovjednik
and
je
a good
dobar
observer.
Slušatelj. Isto tako je dobar promatrač.
And important point, use your strengths, that means what
da,
you're strong in,
da iskoristite svoje snažne strane, ono u čemu ste dobri u propovjedanju, da to zamijeni
example,
vaše slabosti. Naprimjer,
if someone has a good memory,
ako netko ima dobro pamćenje,
that's a strength.
To je dobra strana. Možete zapamtiti imena svih svojih učenika, zadiviti svoje učenike, držati ih budnima. To nije jedna od mojih, recimo, snažnih
strana. That's me.
Ako možete ispričati šalu, to sam ja, onda
that
i to primijenite. Na taj način će svi ostati budni. Znači, postoje više načina na koje ljudi mogu ostati budni. Ako ste dobri u tehnologiji, kao što sam
so
isto ja,
at,
iskoristite
you're
to.
At,
u čemu god ste dobri,
it.
Iskoristite to. U čemu niste, ne brinite o tome.
Uroženi
smo određenim vještinama. Krišna nam je dao određene vještine. Trebamo živjeti s time. Ne trebamo biti netko drugi. Ovisiti o Krišni danas o punomoći prije nego se prije nego podučavamo i prije nego izađemo pred studente, trebamo se moliti
Krišni.
Sjeća se kada sam bio u Sankirtanu, mnogo prije nego što su se neki od vas i rodili, 1972. Ili netko rođen prije?
None of the ladies look that old. They say thank you.
Ne znam tako staro.
1972, before we would, whenever we would stop someone on Sankirtan,
kad smo zaostali nekog u Sankirtanu,
we pray to Krishna and say, my dear Krishna,
rekli,
please,
moj Krishna, molim te,
please empower me
molim
to affect their
da,
change in their heart.
Da
and then we would give them a book.
Na promjenu u srcu
and then
te
when
osobe,
it came time for them to pay to
knjige,
the book, what do we pray?
Da oni plate, kako bismo se molili,
please let them give a big donation.
Molim te, daj dobru donaciju.
As they were reaching into their wallet.
I dok su,
my dear Krishna,
i dok su posezali u svoj novčanik, molili smo se, molim te, neka izvadi 20.
And it works sometimes.
I ponekad je stvarno i funkcioniralo.
So you got your papers now? So
imate
you're
going to
rate yourself. This is just for your own use.
Ovo je samo za vas, osobno.
There's three orientations.
Znači,
in other words, three things you're good at.
Tri stvari u kojima ste dobri.
Are you good at presenting subject matters? 1 to 10, 10 is the best.
Dobri u predstavljanju određene teme, od 1 do 10, 1 je najgore, 10 je najbolje. Jesi li dobri u odnosu prema učenicima, 1 je najgore, 10
je najbolje.
I o vašim sposobnostima komunikacije, od 1 do
10.
Ovo je vaša osobna procjena.
I'm not going to look at it, and nobody else has to look at it.
Ja neću vidjeti to, niti će itko drugi to vidjeti.
Okay? Got your paper? You don't have a paper? Did you want to? From now on, everyone has to bring paper to class.
Od sad svi moraju ponijeti neki papir.
You write it down, you remember. Don't write it, you won't remember.
Ako zapišete, sjetit ćete se.
Very important to always take notes. I mean, I have so many books full of notes, and then when after I take notes,
kad napravim
I transfer them to my computer.
Onda ih prenosim u svoj kompjuter.
Anytime I give a class,
svaki
I take notes
dajem neko
on that class and then put it in
stavim ga u kompjuter.
You'll find successful devotees do that.
Uspješni bhakte to rade.
Okay, so communicate, rate yourself.
Znači, ocijenite sami sebe.
Are you good with subject matter?
Jesu li
in other words,
dobri
you know a lot of verses?
Temama, znači, znate puno strofa.
Can you just like pull quotes out of the
možete,
air?
Samo tako citirati
one
strofe.
To ten, one worst, ten best. Are you a good friend to the students?
Najbolje, jeste li dobri prijatelji
or
sa,
you just like dry as a bone?
Ili ste suhi?
Some teachers are like that, isn't it?
Neki učitelji su takvi, jednostavno su suhi.
You get thirsty during their classes.
Ožednite tijekom njihovih predavanja, zar ne?
Do you ever have that experience in Bhagavatam class?
Jesi li imao to iskustvo?
I've had experience in Bhagavatam class that I've been praying for it to end.
Kada sam se molio da ne,
at least
prestane.
I'm truthful, you know.
Barem kažem istinu. Molio sam se da to predavanje prestane. Dragi moj gospodine Krišna.
And the person giving class seems to be
osoba
coming to an end.
Osoba koja je dala lekciju, činio sam da završava.
Then he picks up again.
I onda bi opet krenuo.
Do you ever have that experience?
Jeste imali to iskustvo?
Everyone's had that experience.
Svi su imali
But
to iskustvo.
But people are afraid to admit it.
Ali ljudi se boje to priznati.
You think, oh, it's an offense.
Mislim da je to uvreda.
Mad elephant offense. But we should admit, you know, sometimes we're bored.
Ponekad trebamo priznati da nam je dosadno. A dobar
učitelj would actually appreciate you telling him that you're
bored. Cijeniti to što ste mu
in the right way.
Što mu kažete na pravi način.
That was a boring class,
Maharaj.
I hated every minute of it.
Bilo je tako dosadno predavanje, Maharaj. Svaka sekunda mi je bila tako mrska.
But, you know, Maharaj, I think you could have improved.
Maharaj, mislim da bi si mogao anyway. Malo poboljšati u nekim.
All right, so you rate yourself, put that down, that's your own
temama.
Personal assessment.
Znači, ocijenite se, to je
and
za
then
vaš
what is your biggest
procenu.
Weakness?
Što je vaša, koja je
in other
vaša
words, which of these three are you weak in?
U čemu ste, od ovi troje, u čemu ste slabi?
You don't know your subject well.
Ne znate možda dobro
you hate your students.
Mrzite svoje učenike.
Or couldn't care less about them.
Ili vam uopće
ne možemo down
biti manje
stalo. Benefit.
Stalo vam je do osobne dobrobiti.
Or you're a horrible communicator.
Ili užasno komunicirate.
Okay? Just rate yourself. This is your own personal assessment. You can rate yourself at the end of the course too. And hopefully you've improved.
Na kraju ćete se ponovno ocijeniti. I nadamo se da ćete
friendliness
da ćete
and communication. Those are the three. The same thing that's above.
Da ćete se poboljšati do onda. To su dakle te tri stvari. Tema, odnosi
okay.
I komunikacija.
Here's a big one. Write down.
Napišite.
I'm not going to ask any of you to do this.
Neću tražiti nikoga da to
to say it out loud, but write it down.
Glasno,
the three things
ali zapišite
that may
tri
cause
stvari
your classes to
zbog
be kojeg
boring. Bi vaše predavanje moglo biti dosadno. Znate što je to dosadno?
That means the persons
znači
don't have to take sleeping pills after class.
Da
to
nakon
go to sleep.
Lekcije osoba ne treba uzeti tablete za spavanje
doctors
da bi išla spavati. Doktori šalju ljude na vaše predavanje kada imate problema sa nesanicom. To znači dosadno.
Yeah. Yeah, but a good preacher can make any subject interesting.
Dobar propovjednik može svaku temu učiniti zanimljivo. Dakle, pitanje je bilo da li je tema dosadna.
Then we're going to show you how to do it.
Pokazat ćemo vam kako učiniti svaku temu.
That's later on. These are all basic principles.
Sve osnovna
načela. We get down
načela.
To the essence of the course
kasnije
after this
section. Kasnije ćemo doći do suštine
okay?
našeg ovog
teša. Write down the three things that caused your classes to be boring. What? I fall asleep while I'm giving class. Yeah, things like that.
Znači, zapišite.
I speak in one monotone.
Govorim
you know what a monotone
u jednom monotonom.
I speak in one monotone
govorim
when I am
giving
the classes
tonu glasu,
called computer voice.
U nekom kompjuterskom računalnom glasu.
And it is very boring.
Sve je jako dosadno.
You know, there's different things that can cause.
Postoje različite stvari
koje mogu biti uzrok tome. Or you just don't present the subject matter. Okay. Next class you attend, here's a good one.
Predavanje koje ćete, kojem ćete prisustvovati. Ocijenite govornika od 1 do 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10. That is. Okay. Anyway. So that's the next class you attend.
Znači,
rate the speaker on a scale of
1
to 10 as far as, you know, subject matter. Is the communicator
njegove
like
komunikacijske vještine temu koju je izlagao znači sljedeće predavanje
and it's not offensive
i to
and
nije
I don't mind if you rate me
i neće mi smetati ako ocijenite
because my
mene.
Business is not
zato
simply to get profit adoration distinction my business is to become a better
ovdje,
teacher
nisam ovdje da bih dobio neko slavljenje ili divljenje
if someone is thinking I just want profit adoration distinction and followers
želim,
then I'll get upset if you tell me, well, maybe you can improve class, Maharaj. But you can give me some hints. I don't
slavu.
Mind.
Okay. Onda ću se znamiriti ako
everybody
me
understand, that's the first unit. Now we're going to get into the essence of the course.
Do suštine predavanja.
Any questions
imali kakvi
before
pitanja?
We get on to the second unit of the course?
Krenemo na drugi dio na ovog teča.
Questions? quick questions, comments?
Ima
yes.
neko pitanje ili komentar?
Yeah.
Na što se odnosi ova komunikacija?
Communication means the style.
Komunikacija znači stil.
The style. I mean, you should rate your speaker
znači
according to the style also.
Znači da svoj govornika trebate ocijeniti i u skladu sa stilom.
Style is very, very, very
jako,
important.
Jako, jako važan.
And what do we say about body language?
Što smo rekli o govoru
what
tijela?
What percent koliko, of the communication is body language? Does anyone remember?
Spada na, 70%. Govor tijela.
70%. That's style.
Samo
that's all style
na
there.
To je sve stil.
Is what the person does with their body.
Što
it's very hard sitting on a seat.
Jako je teško sjediti na sjedištu, na stolici.
You know, because you don't have a lot of parts of your body to move when you're sitting
jer
on
nemate,
a seat. I mean, right now
it's
easy. I
can just
walk around.
Mnogo, baš dio ti, nema mnogo dijelova tijela koje se mogu kretati.
But if I'm sitting on a seat.
Recimo dok hodam, puno toga se pokreće, ali kad sjedim.
What can I move?
Što mogu pokrenuti? You know? Svoje stopalo ili...
Wiggle my ears.
Ili možda namigivati obrvama.
It's not much you can do.
Nema
but you can do things you
puno, ali možete.
Smile. You can raise
smišiti,
the tone of your voice. You can use your hands.
Prabhupada
uses his hands like this.
Prabhupada je na ovaj način koristio svoje ruke.
This one finger.
Ovaj
the first finger here is called the Acharya finger.
Ovaj prst se zove
Does anyone know
prst
why we don't touch the beads with the finger?
Znate li zašto ne dodirujemo zrna s ovim prstom?
For cursing? No, that's not why.
Zbog proklinjanja, ne.
It's the finger of pride.
To je prst ponosa.
You never...
Nikada.
Like you don't want to point to the deities with this finger.
Ne
želite it's actually offensive.
Prstom pokazati prema božanstvima. To je u stvari uvredljivo.
Because this is the Acharya finger.
Jer
this is the finger, you know, Krishna says...
Krishna
sarva dharman parichaya mame kam shananam braja ham tvam sarva papibyo mokshishyami masuchaha. I remember on Sankirtan, one of the ways you can get people to take a book
jedan od načina na koji možete primorati ljude da uzmu knjige je da iskoristite ovaj prst. Može se iskoristiti ponekad. Kažete...
And then you point to their wallet.
I onda pokažete prema njihovom novčaniku.
Not really, I'm just joking.
Ne, u stvari, ali sad se šalim.
What? Yeah, question. Oh, wait, let me finish. I didn't finish about the finger yet.
Još nisam završio s prstom.
So that's why we don't use the finger in the
zato ne
to touch the beads.
Koristimo prst.
The finger of pride. But you can use it in class. Not to point to people. Not to point to the deities.
When you're predavanju, ne da bismo pokazali
when you
want to
show someone the deities, you don't go like that.
Želimo ukazati you go like na božanstva, ne pokazujemo s prstom, nego ovako s rukom. Jer je uvredljivo. Na ovaj način pokazati prema božanstvima.
You can point to an inferior.
Možemo
like
na taj način pokazati prema nekome tko je inferioran od ti nitkove.
Okay, but you can't point to a superior.
Ali ne možete to učiniti prema nekome tko vam je nadređen. Rekao si nam nešto o izveda o prstima, ali zašto imamo vyasasan prilikom davanja lekcije? Zašto ne hodamo?
Srila Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami and the great acharyas were preaching to people who were very, very intelligent
and
who could remember things. And they didn't need the emphasis and style. Of course, Shukadeva Goswami had wonderful style, Prabhupada has wonderful style, etc. But they didn't need that particular emphasis in order to remember. They were actually either
Shruti
Dharas or able to remember things immediately upon hearing them. Do you understand? So it's a different audience. Whereas, you know, I can tell now that I'm standing up, I'm getting the attention of a lot more of you than I would. Giving that
puno
Ramayan
više vas nego onda kad sam davao seminar
yeah,
u Ramayani.
Seminar, I saw a lot of people's eyes
closing. U seminaru u Ramayani vidio sam kako se oči mnogih sklapaju.
Closing and opening.
Sklapaju
iz... Very quickly.
Otvaraju, otvaraju jako brzo.
But now I can see
ali
that you know, you're all very attentive
da
because it's a different
pozorni,
type. There's more body language here.
Jer to je drugačija
vrsta. So we need that, especially in Kali Yuga. Yeah.
To nam je potrebno posebno u Kali Yugi.
Or drama. You need dramas.
Ili
this
predstave.
Is another point. In
predstave.
Teaching, we're going to be teaching how to make people remember things. And one of the ways you make people remember things is drama. Another way is pictures. Another way is music. Another way is rhymes.
Slike,
using the alphabet. We'll go over all that. Yeah, you had a question.
Rekao si da... Šta ako to nije naš stil hodati i govoriti? Što
That's
ako
fine.
Ja osjećam da ja se bolje osjećam sjedeći? Što s time?
Okay, so he has a very interesting question.
Dakle,
what if you don't feel comfortable walking in your style as a
zanimljivo pitanje.
That's fine.
Što ako ti nije udobno, ako nije udobno hodati? To u redu, mnogi učenici to, mnogi učitelji to koriste, ali onda možemo koristiti druge tehnike.
You can arrange it in a very, very interesting way.
Možemo svoju temu na taj način preorediti,
you know,
da bude zanimljiva.
Stories, you illustrate
možemo
ispričati every
point neke zanimljive priče ili svaku stvar možemo ilustrirati prišom.
Možda, to keep people's minds
interested. Nećemo koristiti pjesme, ali
see, many successful
ćemo koristiti neke priče
lectures, preachers,
da
se okupimo even though they're sitting down all the time, they don't use much body language.
Iako, i postoje jako uspješni govornici koji koriste govor tijela i sjede, ali koja god je tvoja snaga,
don't
to iskoristi.
And if you're strong
nemoj
in two subject
matter,
two of those areas, use that. Yeah.
Ako si dobar u tim područjima, iskoristi to.
Yes, that's not our standard. That's not
za nije uvredljivo hodati tijekom davanja Šrimad Bhagavatam lekcije. Da, to je naš standard.
Ali
kad dajem seminare, onda više volim hodati. Jer vidim sve vas, mogu imati bolju interakciju sa svima vama.
Daću
vam primjer. Neki dan sam bio u Sloveniji i tražili su od mene da dam lekciju iz Bhagavatama. Ja sam stavili jako nisko na pod. Ja sam razmišljao, o Bože, žele nešto podučiti sada?
You know, as they say in French, what par terre means
kako
hit the dirt.
Kako kažu or, you know, u francuskom,
they said that to Prabhupada offensively, so I was saying, are they telling? No, but they weren't. Actually, it was just a practical thing.
To je zapravo bilo samo praktične prirode.
For the Bhagavatam class,
onda sam stajao na,
was the same
sam,
size as it was when the when the seat was really high.
Iste,
it was like up here.
Ali stolić je bio ovako veličine.
You know, stand for the book. And so I sat down, gave Bhagavatam class, I couldn't
bilo,
see anybody.
Ja sam
and it was the most
ja
frustrating experience I've ever had giving Bhagavatam class. The next day I said,
tako frustrirajuće iskustvo,
take away the stand.
Nikad imao,
I don't want it.
Prilikom davanja lekcije. I onda sam
because
rekao,
I have to see people
taj,
when I'm preaching.
Neka maknute stolice knjige.
So it's important to interact.
Je važno
even if you're sitting
ljude
down,
da propovijedate. Važna je ta
I remember sitting for Prabhupada's
čak
classes.
Čak i ako sjedite, sjećam se kako
Prabhupada
sam, kad bi sjedio za vrijeme lekcije koje bi davao Prabhupada i Prabhupada bi gledao
like
svakog
right through,
u, publi-
like x-ray
u publici. Imao je rengenski pogled i pogledao bi baš kroz vas i vi bi sjedili tamo i Prabhupada bi pogledao i
I said, okay, yes, Prabhupada, you know.
Da, Prabhupada.
Another funny story is
imaš jedna smiješna priča.
One time,
jednom,
Prabhupada had given a Bhagavatam class,
lekciju
s Bhagavatama. And usually when Prabhupada came to a temple,
Prabhupada došao u hram,
the devotees worked really hard in fixing up the temple and they didn't sleep for like 1 week
radili
before Prabhupada came.
Hram i ne bi ni spavali tjedan dana prije Prabhupadinog dolaska. Sve bilo svježe pobojeno, bili su nove zavise u hramu. Mužanstvo su imala novi outfit.
Lotus flowers. One time I even went swimming with alligators to get lotus flowers.
Jednog dana su čak išli plivati s krokodilima da bi nabavili lotusove cvijeće. I toliko su bili predani Prabhupadi da ih nije bilo briga ako su ih krokodili pojesti. Tako bi se pripremali za Prabhupadin dolazak. I Prabhupadi sjedio i davao predavanje i svi su bili tako umorni. I svi su spavali.
You know, 100%.
100%.
Like that, in class. Prabhupada looked around, he saw what was happening.
I vidio što se
and then Prabhupada said,
i rekao je,
it is only by Krishna's mercy
jedino
that this movement
Krishna
is going on.
Ovaj pokret se nastavlja jedino Krishnom milošću.
You know, so we understood what Prabhupada was indicating.
Što Prabhupada misli.
Okay. So any other questions? Yeah.
Imaš koje pitanje?
Choose.
Želiš reći? Da smo svi individue? Da trebamo pronaći sami sebe i da ne možemo
yes
biti netko drugi. Učitelji su svi individue. Netko voli poučavati na jedan način, a netko drugi na drugi način.
That's right.
Ne
but
možemo biti roboti, ali
again,
moramo ponovno shvatiti što
strength
svoje dobre strane, u čemu smo dobri
that
i to iskoristiti.
That's the whole emphasis we're making here.
to je ono što naglašavamo ovdje. Možda si dobro u, recimo, u tome da daješ informacije drugima. Možda si dobro u tome da, da se šećiš i zabavljaš ljude. Možda si dobro u tehnologiji. Što god da radiš dobro, iskoristi to za komunikaciju.
Don't imitate me. Nemoj imitirati, oponašati mene. People imitate Prabhupada all the
ljudi bi često oponašali Prabhupada. To je stvarno smiješno.
It's very silly.
Jako smiješno. To je kao da...
We weren't born in India, we weren't born in Bengal.
Nismo se rodili u Indiji, niti u Bengalu. Zašto ovako pokreći? Zašto se...
I do that sometimes because I'm in India and with Indian people so much. I go, yes,
ja sam bio često u Indiji, pa sam se navikao tako.
You know, in India sometimes to say no, you go like that.
Kad želite reći ne, onda ovako pomislite glavom, a kada ne, onda... Isn't it? A kada da, onda ovako pomišljam.
So, you know, I've seen devotees, like singers, devotee singers.
Koji su pjevači.
There's a singer somewhere.
Ili ima ovdje negdje.
Like, Gandharvika doesn't do it. She's natural.
Gandharvika
prirodno
u tome. But I've
seen some nice devotee singers who
were
born in the West.
Rođene na zapadu i pokušavaju oponašati Bengali stil pjevanja.
And it comes out silly.
I to izgleda tako smiješno.
You know, we have our culture, we should use our culture.
Imamo svoju kulturu i trebamo je koristiti za propovijedanje svjesnosti Krišne,
yeah,
biti svoj.
Be yourself,
biti
but
svoj,
understand what you do well.
Ali shvatiti u čemu smo dobri.
That's all.
To je sve.
Don't be someone else. Don't be a Bengali if you're not a Bengali.
Ne trebamo biti Bengalac
ako nismo. Another funny story about someone imitating Prabhupada.
Ima jedna smiješna priča o tome kako je netko imitirao Prabhupada. Imao sam jednog prijatelja, Brahmacharya. On bi slušao Prabhupadine lekcije.
Listen to Prabhupada's lectures. And he would play them back like a tape recorder out of his
mouth. I onda bi ih ponavljao kao na kazetu.
So he would go on book distribution.
I onda bi išao na dijeljenje knjige.
Non-devotee,
i prišao bi
nekome
i evo recimo nekoga kome
You're like a hog, dog, camel or an ass.
Ti si poput Svavidvara
hustrakarai samstuta purusha pashu nayat karna patopeta jatu nama gada garaja. People who are like hogs,
ljudi,
dogs, camels, and asses cannot appreciate the glorification of Krishna and glorify those who are jackasses.
Ljudi
like
koji
you.
Su poput magaraca so, i svinja ne mogu shvatiti slavljenje gospodina. On bi to govorio ljudima u Sankirtanu, oponašajući Prabhupada.
And you know the result.
I znate koji su bili rezultati.
Prabhupada also said he could do things because he was an older man.
Da on mogao raditi stvari jer je bio postario čovjek.
Like Prabhupada was giving an interview with a girl.
Je imao neki intervju sa nekom djevojkom, to sam spomenuo neki dan, imala je minicu.
And she asked, why do you have a bald head?
I onda je pitala, zašto ste vi čelavi?
And Prabhupada said, better have a cool head and warm legs.
Bolje imati hladnu glavu nego tople noge.
But if you say that to a girl...
Ali ako bi ti to rekao djevojci...
What? Right? It's all over, right?
Gotovo je.
So don't imitate what someone
bolje
else is doing.
Ne oponašati što netko drugi radi.
Even one time, this is a funny story. None of you have probably heard this.
Prabhupada je smiješna priča. Prabhupada je.
Prabhupada was on an airline.
Prabhupada je bio na.
It was in an airline that no longer exists. It was called Pacific Standard Airlines.
Da, tako se zvala.
Prabhupada, the stewardesses did not dress tastefully.
And Prabhupada said to them,
you should call this prostitute standard airlines.
On je Prabhupada rekao, trebate to nazvati zrakoplovna tvrtka prostitutke airlines.
So any other quick questions, yes.
Ili ima neko drugo pitanje? Ponekad mi je neugodno gledati u oči bakta kad dajem lekciju. Kako nadići taj osjećaj?
It is important. It's a good question. It's a matter of practice.
Ovo je dobro pitanje. To je samo stvar vježbe.
I mean, naturally, we do feel
uncomfortable
looking at anyone's eyes.
Neugodno gledati u bilo čije oči. Možemo eksperimentirati. Bulji u moje oči.
Look away first.
I ko će prvi maknuti pogled.
This is our culture too.
To je isto i naša kultura.
In some cultures, it's even worse. Like if you go to Scandinavia.
Da odete u Skandinaviju, recimo skandinavske zemlje.
They don't even look in your eyes when you're talking to
them. Oni vam čak ne gledaju oči kad pričate s njima.
Anyone here been to Scandinavia?
Jel netko bio u skandinavskim zemljama od vas?
Some people here are from Scandinavia.
Neki od vas jesu tamo.
I'm talking to a disciple, and the disciple's looking this way.
Pričao sam s učenikom i on je gledao u stranu dok je pričao sa mnom. To je jednostavno njihova kultura.
You pass someone on the street.
Kad prolazite pokraj nekog na ulici, gledate u stranu. To je znači samo drugačija kultura.
You don't have to stare them in the eyes. I mean, what I do is I scan the whole audience. Because if you just look at someone, they'll get uncomfortable and you'll get uncomfortable too.
Čim bi pogledao nekog, osjećali biste se neugodno.
Sometimes in giving class after you look at the whole audience, you pick a key member that you observe.
Izaberete jednu osobu koja je ključna osoba koju ćete promatrati. On će biti kao test za ostatak predavanja. Postoji više načina na koje se to može učiniti. Imam slično iskustvo u Kirtanu. Da bhakte ne žele gledati jedni drugima u oči.
I mean, you have to. Yeah, kirtan is an interactive type of thing.
Kirtan je interaktivna stvar, isto tako.
You have to be able to look at the other devotees.
Gledati u druge bhakte.
Hear what the other devotees are doing.
Slušati što drugi bhakte rade.
But it takes practice.
Potrebna je vježba za to.
A good class giver has to dobar look at their
predavač, dobar predavač, onaj koji daje lekcije, mora gledati u oči publiku.
Mora gledati u publiku.
Ako oni ne odgovaraju na vašu, na vaše govorenje, morate nešto odmah promijeniti. Ima jedna priča koju sam čuo od jednog profesora.
Class,
davao je neko predavanje i jedan od studenata ga je testirao da vidi koliko je pažljiv. Bio dobar student. Student
the student
i stalno je gledao kroz prozor.
And the professor, after
a profesor je nakon dvije minute
zaustavio
predavanje i rekao što ne valja s tobom,
so
samo zbog tog
attentive.
Jednog učenika.
I mean,
trebate biti
so
pažljivi. U ovako velikoj publici jako teško paziti na svakoga, ali u osnovi to je način na koji trebamo voditi predavanja.
Yeah.
Sve te tehničke stvari koje smo naučili sad od tebe, osjećam da su neki rođeni s time, da nema potrebe da to nauče o stvari koje si ti pokazao. A što s ljudima koji nisu rođeni s time, kako?
Who was born with it?
Tko je rođen s time? Možda ja.
You were born with a false ego, that's for sure.
Ti si rođen... Ti si rođen s lažnim egom, to je sigurno.
Yeah, yeah.
To je moje sljedeće pitanje, ali dobro.
Nobody's born with it, you learn.
Nitko nije rođen s time, to se nauči iz iskustva.
When I first joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement,
ja pridružio pokretu
za svjesnost
Krišne. Znaš što je bio moj najveći problem? Može li netko pogoditi?
I was shy.
Bio sam sramežljiv.
It was good.
I to je
because
bilo
before
dobro,
I joined the movement,
prije nego što sam se, nego što sam se pridružio pokretu, bio sam presramešljiv da pričam s djevojkama. I to me zaštitilo.
You know, so couldn't go to any dances.
Nisam mogao odlaziti na plesnjake.
Couldn't ask anyone
nisam
out.
Nisam mogao nikoga pozvati van.
It's good.
To je dobro.
I mean, I didn't realize. I thought, hey, this
shyness
is really bad.
Mislio sam, ovo sramežljivo
je stvarno loše. The movement,
ali kad sam se pridružio pokretu,
because I was asked, the first thing I was asked to do,
loše.
The second
zato,
day I joined the movement was go on Sankirtan.
Zato su me tražili da odem na Sankirtan.
With a
dhoti on. To je bila prva stvar
and a bald head.
Koje su me tražili da, u dhotiju i obrijene glave.
You know, I was scared even to talk to anybody.
Bojao sam se da s bilo
so
kime i pričam.
Said,
a predsjednik hrama mi je rekao, izađi van u Sankirtan.
And you know, for the first few days, every time a car drove by, I was diving into the nearby store.
Ja sam odlazio u trgovinu, obližnu trgovinu, da me nitko ne vidi. Kad bi čuo zvuk auta.
It's not me.
To nisam ja.
But then after a while,
ali nakon nekog
vremena,
naučio sam se nositi s time i promijenio sam to.
And whatever...
Što god.
Or there's one thing I overcame, but there's whatever and now I'm the opposite.
Sada sam suprotan, to je drugi problem.
But fortunately I'm not asking girls out.
Srećom ne pozivam djevojke van.
Yeah, I've already transcended that. So the point is that whatever
to
I know,
transcendirao. Želim reći
I've
ono što ja znam.
By experience and teachers and association with people who do things,
družeći se s ljudima koji rade
like
stvari
this,
i ovakvim sličnim tečajima,
poučavanjem
i
so I've learned by experience. I'm not a born teacher.
Učio sam iskustvom. Nisam rođeni učitelj.
I don't know anybody.
Niti poznajem nikoga.
Who is a born teacher?
Tko bi bio rođeni učitelj?
They learn from doing.
Oni su to naučili radeći to.
That's how you learn everything.
Tako se sve,
I mean, unless
sve
you're just
naučiti.
Like some absolutely pure devotee, the super soul is calling you on your mobile phone and telling you what to do at every moment.
Da ti kaže što trebaš činiti u svakom trenutku.
So every, the point is every single one here,
svatko od vas
every
ovdje,
single person here
svaka
can become
ovdje
a teacher,
može
a good
postati
teacher,
dobar učitelj.
A teacher that causes his students to learn.
Zbog kojeg njegovi učitelji uče. To je zapravo
not just someone who entertains you,
to je zapravo učitelj.
But who gets the points
ne
across,
zabavlja, već
teaches the students to apply the points, teaches the students to become teachers themselves.
Uči učenike
that's
sami,
a good teacher.
Da sami, da primijene učenje i da
and
sami
no one
postanu učitelji.
Has an advantage over anyone else.
I nitko nema, nitko nije bolji u tome od
deaf,
nekog drugog.
Dull, blind,
jednako smo
stupid, that's a different
slijepi,
thing.
Glupi,
but you're not, none of us are here.
Tupi, to je druga stvar, nisi
you
i nitko od nas nije.
Preachers,
svi možemo
teachers.
Postati prvoklasni učitelji i propovjednici. Svaka osoba ovdje,
if they want,
future, ako želi, može u budućnosti stati ovdje i napraviti ovu prezentaciju stotinu puta
sure
bolje
that.
Od mene. U to sam potpuno siguran. Potpuno sam siguran da svatko, svaki bakta ovdje to može
don't
učiniti
no.
bolje od mene.
Yes.
Nemoj reći ne. Da.
I am sure you can
ja
all do
siguran,
it
vi to svi možete učiniti.
I'm using a technique right now you'll learn. You will all become better
preachers. Svi
ćete
postati bolji propovjednici.
You understand? And then Krishna will be very pleased with you.
I Krishna će biti jako zadovoljan
okay,
s vama.
Okay, any other questions before we go on to the next law?
Imali koje još pitanje prije nego krenemo
yeah.
dalje? Rekao si da 70% komunikacije otpada na govor tijela.
The content, yeah.
A 7% je sadržaj. Možda neki bakte ne koriste toliko govor tijela. Možda samo 60% ili... Jako je teško
right.
naučiti nove stvari, pa... Možda,
finished.
Možda im je
finito.
Govor tijela potpuno na nuli. Da li onda trebamo shvatiti da...
No.
Da se informacije
no,
zbaga o tome,
I mean,
da nisu
prenijete.
Takve osobe mogu promijeniti svoj ton glasa.
Vidio sam mnoge
svoje
braće,
po Bogu, koji su jako uspješni zbog toga jer koriste određenu, to,
very nice,
određenu boju glasa. Ima jedan
Mahavishnu Maharaj, an older Indian. Has anyone ever met him?
Jel netko sreo Mahavishnu Maharaja?
Je
li on jako uspješan u komunikaciji? Super učinkovit.
He knows how to deal with the, he'll ask you a question in the middle of the middle of class, right?
Pitaće vas pitanje u sredini.
What is that verse?
Što je onaj stih?
You rascal, you don't know that verse.
Ti nitko ne znaš šta, ne znaš šta stih. Dakle,
he's very effective.
Jako učinkovit.
So for older people, they can do different
ljudi,
things. Maybe they can't walk around,
razne
jump
stvari,
around.
Možda ne mogu skakati i hodati naokolo.
But they can vary the tone ali of their voice.
Mogu,
they can
promijeniti
whenever Prabhupada opened his eyes
glasa.
Like that, it was
kad
just
Prabhupada
like,
otvorio svoje oči, mi smo,
you know, we all just like sat up and listened.
Mi smo stali
Prabhupada
slušali.
Had, even the way Prabhupada played
čak i način
his cartels,
na koji je Prabhupada svirao svoje karate,
it was like a dramatic
je,
dance.
Je bio
poput better than the Rasa
dramatičnog, dramatičnog plesa, boljeg od Rasa
Lila. But the dances that people do, the Rasa Lila dance, it was Prabhupada's
Prabhupada
I used to sit behind Prabhupada and
ja
just watch his hands.
Iza Prabhupada samo bih gledao njegove ruke.
You know, for 15 minutes, just watch Prabhupada's hands
sam gledao njegove
as
ruke.
Playing the cartels and
dok
I was just completely
karate,
absorbed
bio sam
in Krishna consciousness
just
by seeing Prabhupada's hands.
Samo gledajući u njegove ruke.
So, there's other things that people can do. Body language doesn't mean you're like me jumping all over
znači
the place.
Ne znači da samo skačemo svuda
you know,
naokolo.
Just by a movement of the head.
Pokrit glavom. Samo malo pomahnemo glavom i...
You can do things. Especially in India, isn't it?
Posebno
u
Indiji, zar ne?
India, they're very expert. Or you, like for example, some of the most expert preachers in India are the preachers who give Bhagavad Saptahas. Anyone here ever been to a Bhagavad Saptaha?
Govornici u Indiji su oni koji daju Bhagavad Saptahu. Znate,
in a Bhagavad,
da li netko bio tamo?
In a true Bhagavad Saptaha,
u pravo istinskoj Bhagavad Saptahu.
They'll speak a little bit from the Bhagavad Tam,
oni će
and then they'll break into
Bhagavad
song.
I onda će početi pjevati.
I say, oh, and Krishna went to Vrindavan.
Ja,
and then look at
Vrindavan.
All the people in the audience, usually the women
sve ljude, obično žene koje sjede
na. Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Anyway, it's funny.
Smiješno je uglavnom.
And then, you know, that's how a Bhagavad Saptahapi, and they're very successful.
Iako su uspješni.
I'm not saying that we have to imitate them. That's not our style.
Ne kažem da trebamo ponašati, nije to naš stil.
But there's things you can do when
Ali
you're older.
Ali postoje stvari koje se mogu činiti.
So any other questions, comments?
Koje pitanje, komentar?
Okay. Let's move ahead because we have a lot to cover and
imamo
we only have
toga,
4 days including today. We only have 15 more
znači,
minutes including today.
Ovdje nam je ostalo još danas samo 15 minuta.
And 3 more days because Friday
dana,
there's no
petak nema
there's
seminara.
Ratha-yatra
and initiation.
The first law, and then we're getting into the depth now, is called the law of expectation. That means basically what the teacher expects from the student. Because that shapes how the student performs. Even if you don't say it, just your body language, your tone of voice communicates it to the student in your personal interactions. Here's something that's very important. We all have expectations about everything all the time. Like you came to this class, you expected something. Maybe it's different than your expectation. You came to the summer camp. Maybe you're getting something different than your expectation, but we had expectations.
Or
we're
going to
come before you eat food, when you go to the Slovenian pizza booth.
Prije nego odemo do slovenskih pizza, onda imamo očekivanje da će dobro, da će biti dobro dokusan. Evo još jednog očekivanja koje je prilično uobičajeno. Što se dogodi prije nego se djevojka uda? Ona traži svojeg princa na bijelom konju. To je klasičan evropski primjer. To sam koristio u Fidžiju, ali nisam mogla shvatiti o čemu pričam.
Amongst Indian people, it goes way over their head.
Indicima je to stvarno neshvatljivo.
Knight in shining armor, some guy on a horse.
Princ na bijelom konju, neki tip na konju, šta je to?
So, you know, culturally, it wasn't appropriate for
znači,
Indians.
To nije bio kulturološki primjeren,
but for you all, it's very culturally. So here's primjer. A knight. Here's a woman. She's thinking,
evo
wow,
žene koja misli, oh, wow,
he's going to save me. He's going to protect me. He's going to maintain
me. Održavati me.
Oh, he's handsome.
Tako
zgodan. My hero.
Moj junak.
So that's the expectation.
To su očekivanja.
But reality is sometimes different than the expectation.
Nekad malo drugačije od...
Because that's an unrealistic expectation.
Drugačije.
Here's what she gets.
Evo realnosti.
This is the reality for most of the ladies, isn't it?
Ovo je realnost.
Raise your hand. No, don't raise your hand.
Djevojaka. Kad dignete ruke, bolje da ne dignete ruke.
She gets someone who, you know, who won't work, has a fat stomach. Instead of a nice car, she just like gets a beaten up old Volkswagen.
Dobi nekog starog razbijenog Volkswagena.
And he's lost his hair, too.
Izgubio je kosu.
So we have expectations, but sometimes they're unrealistic.
Znači imamo očekivanja, ali ponekad nisu realne.
So when we have these expectations, they impact our behavior,
ona utječu
and
na naše
our
ponašanje,
expectations
i
impact our behavior of other people who are interacting with us.
Drugih osoba koje su s nama u nekoj interakciji.
I'll give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
There's, once upon a time, there was a teacher.
Davno bio učitelj, bio jedan učitelj.
And this teacher, he was a new teacher
on
in the
bio
university.
Novi učitelj na sveučilištu.
And he was teaching
I poučavao
three
je,
sections
tri,
of the same course in mathematics. Okay?
Tri dijela istog tečaja iz matematike.
Mathematics
istog
101,
iz matematike,
beginning
početna
like
matematika.
So before he went in to teach the course. The other teachers said to him,
prije nego što je počeo poučavati, jedan učitelj mu je rekao, ja, ti si jako sretan.
Because
zato,
the second section, he had three sections, remember.
Jer je treći...
this is a section of great intellectuals. I mean, people are really going to keep you on the edge of your seat. People are going to challenge you. People are going to learn fast.
Brzo će naučiti,
so he became very excited.
I bio jako uzbuđen. Okay.
So he was informed that by the
to
other teachers.
Je drugi učitelj, mu je to
so
rekao.
He went in to teach the courses, three sections. And he found that
tečaj,
to be true.
Isti tečaj.
First section was normal, second section, fantastic,
tri razi, da prvi
brilliant,
bio dobar, drugi
super intelligent people,
brilliant, super
and
ljudi.
Third section normal.
A treći razred,
so he went through
bio normalan.
2 months
I išao je to tako 2 mjeseca.
And then he went to the other teachers. They asked, "How is your teaching going?"
Učitelja, i oni su ga pitali, pa kako ide tvoje poučavanje? On je rekao,
"It's all right, but that section two is fantastic."
Ali ovaj drugi razred je fantastičan.
I mean, they are great intellectuals. They're doing so well.
Pravi intelektualci, tako dobro napreduju.
They're learning the subject matter 10 times faster than everybody else.
Uče 10 puta brže od svih ostalih.
Got it?
Jeste li shvatili?
Then the other teacher said,
a drugi učitelj,
"But there's no
jedan
difference
je rekao,
between section one, two, and three."
Oni su svi isti.
Razredi
su isti.
Same type of students. We
didn't, sve su iste vrste učenika.
This year we didn't actually
ove godine
change that
čak nismo
to
ništa mijenjali. Nismo
or
napravili razliku ili dodijelili im razrede u skladu s njihovim intelektualnim sposobnostima.
So why was
pa zašto je drugi razred bolje bio uspješniji? Zato je imao više očekivanja od njih. Ista stvar je i s roditeljima.
If you have high expectations
ako imate
for your
više
child,
očekivanja od svojeg visoka očekivanja od svojeg djeteta i onda to mu date do znanja, ono će biti uspješnije. Ako imate niska očekivanja, ono će biti manje uspješno. Što bi se dogodilo da imate sina?
And he doesn't clean his room right and you say to him,
on baš ne čisti svoju sobu i vi mu kažete,
"You're a mess." And you will always, you'll never learn.
Ti si tako neuredan i nikada nećeš naučiti čistiti. Što će se dogoditi? To su vaše očekivanja. On nikada neće naučiti čistiti, bit će čitav život neuredan i njegova žena kad se jednom ženi reći će istu stvar, ti si neuredan.
And he will be a mess.
I bit će neuredan.
Or if someone does badly in school.
Ili ako netko loše prolazi u školi.
And you say to him,
i kažete
you did really
mu,
bad. You're stupid.
Ti si tako glup. Stvarno si loše to izveo.
For his whole life he will be stupid.
I čitav život on će biti glup.
Because you've given him
jer
that expectation.
Vi ste mu dali to očekivanje.
We're going to teach you how to change that expectation.
Naučit ćemo vas kako promijeniti ta očekivanja. S druge strane možete reći, ti možeš bolje, znam da možeš bolje.
We're going to go over that. What you privately think,
ono što
we said
osobno
this before,
mislite,
what you think utječe in your mind,
which
communicated by body language,
ono
which communicated psychically
umu,
to people,
što komunicirate svojim govorom tijela, utječe na druge i isto tako utječe na način na koji oni, na koji oni se ophode prema vani. Ne možete sakriti svoje očekivanja od drugih. Ako ja mislim da on nikada neće napredovati u svjesnosti Krišne, on će to znati. Posebno je to važno ako vodite nekog, ako ste guru nekome, ako ste mentor ili učitelj. Ako mislite negativno o tome, ta osoba će to znati. I to će imati utjecaj na
njih.
Da će još jedan primjer što u medicini zovemo placebo efekt.
Does everyone know what a placebo
zna
is?
Zna li svatko od vas što je placebo?
The doctor, sometimes you doktor go into the hospital and you say, "I have this terrible,
kažete,
terrible disease, doctor."
Strašnu, strašnu bolest.
And the doctor, there's no cure
for
it.
Kaže, nema,
so the doctor
lijeka.
Says, here's
kaže,
a special pill we
evo,
just came out with that cures the disease.
Koja baš je zašla i ona liječi tu bolest.
And it's just a sugar pill.
A to je samo šećerna, neka šećerna tableta.
50% of the people get better. 50%
ljudi
That's called placebo because that's expectation. 50%
ljudi ozdravi samo od te šećerne tablete. To je zbog očekivanja. Očekujete da će biti bolje i vi i stvarno vam i bude bolje. Radilo se na neka operacija na nekoj starici koja imala neke probleme s koljenima i ona nakon toga prohodala.
Yeah. Very, very interesting example. He said they on some of the older ladies that were having pain. It's
znači,
called phantom pain. I
neka žena starica imala tu fantomsku
bol. There's no cause for it.
Znači nema uzroka za bol.
He actually told the doctor told them, gave them anesthetic.
Su dali neke tablete, anesteziju i rekli
su. And they woke up and they were better.
I onda se ona probudila i bilo je bolje.
So there's a lot to say about that. Positive thinking.
Znači to puno govori o tom pozitivnom razmišljanju, pozitivnom mišljenju.
This is another example
znači, to je
I
još jedan primjer koji sam dao.
Let's say if you have some boy,
recimo da postoji neki dječak,
his name Tony.
Nazovimo ga Tony.
And he misbehaved
i on se loše se
ponašao
na,
and you know that he misbehaved
na prošlom predavanju i vi očekujete da će se
so,
opet tako ponašati.
Let's say,
recimo,
Radomano, you're Tony,
ti si recimo Tony,
and I'm a teacher.
A ja učitelj.
You're coming to class.
I sad baš dolaziš u školu, recimo.
Say, hi teacher.
Hey, bok učitelju.
What's your name?
Kako se zoveš?
No, you're Tony.
Ne, ti si Tony.
Yes, what's your name?
Kako se zoveš?
Tony?
Tony?
Krishna. Sit there in the back so sjedi I can keep tamo, an eye on you, Tony.
Sjedi tamo negdje pozadi da, da te mogu pripaziti.
Just behave yourself. I see you misbehave.
Vidim da se loše ponašaš.
And so you're setting up that exit down. So you're setting up that expectation.
I znači, postavili ste
već to očekivanje.
I Tony će se uvijek loše ponašati.
Instead, you could actually approach Tony.
Umjesto toga možete prići
Toniju
i očekivati da se
he will gradually
da se dobro ponaša i postepeno će promijeniti svoje ponašanje.
You know, I'm not going to go over that one.
Ovo neću obrađivati.
That one we had before. Expectations, whatever expectations we have,
očekivanja koje imamo, ona su duboko ukorijenjena, ona dolaze iz prošlosti naših prošlih iskustava onoga što smo, onoga što činimo u sadašnjosti i to utječe i na budućnost.
You know, just like we came to the summer camp because of last year we experienced something or the year before we experienced something, so we expected
something. Prije dvije godine smo nešto očekivali, nešto iskusili, sada očekujemo nešto drugo. I to će utjecati na naše ponašanje sada. I to će
determine whether we come back to the summer camp next year.
Hoćemo li se sljedeće godine vratiti na ljetni kamp. Da li su to očekivanja koja mi imamo ili ona koja učitelj, očekivanja koje učitelji imaju, koje učenici imaju. Svatko ima neka očekivanja.
Yes.
Da li su to očekivanja učenika?
Yes, we can plant within him different
možemo,
expectations about himself.
Usaditi
that is the teacher's business.
Različita očekivanja unutar osobe. Dakle, to je cijela poanta toga je da usadimo pozitivne očekivanja, očekivanja svjesne Krišne
within the student.
U učenika. To je znači posao učitelja.
Expectations are exposed through our attitudes and actions. One thing you'll notice, we keep repeating the same point. That's a method of learning.
To je metoda učenja. Kada čujemo nešto dovoljno puta,
sjetit ćemo
se toga. Tko je što čini?
Prabhupada.
How many times does he say, koliko je puta rekao, vi niste ovo tijelo? U svim knjigama na različite načine. Tisuće i tisuće, desetine tisuće puta. Znači, to je ono što mi činimo. Ponavljamo iste stvari da se trajno zabilježuje našem sjećanju. Dali smo primjer govora tijela.
No,
recimo, da mi priđe neki učenik i a ja sjedim. Recimo da dođe učenik i a ja
okay, what do you want?
Ajde, šta želiš?
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do is look at your watch when you're talking to someone.
Zadnja stvar, najgora stvar koju možete napraviti da gledate na sat dok pričate. Možete imati sat iza učenika. Svaki terapeut to zna.
Every therapist knows.
Svaki terapeut zna da
don't look at your watch when you're talking to your patients.
Ne smije gledati u sat dok se priča sa pacijentom. Treba stajati iza pacijenta.
So let's say if I'm interested,
da me zanima,
da. You lean forward when you're talking to someone. That shows you care.
Nagnemo se naprijed, znači da nam je stalo do te osobe. A ne da se naslonimo unazad.
Slouch or anything like that. So body language
radimo,
again is
znači,
there. Different gestures, different
prisutan,
waiting times for the answers.
Geste.
Expectations influence the future.
Očekivanja utječu na budućnost. Bilo da izrečena ili neizrečena. Rekli smo
body
već što jednom, reći ćemo i opet.
Voice,
govor tijela, vaš ton glasa.
Vaš osjećaj,
vaši osjećaj prema drugome utječu na vaše ponašanje prema toj osobi.
Očekivanja. Impair others have set too low or too high for too long.
Utječu na druge ako
too
su postavljeni pre nisko ili previsoko na predugo rezidne.
What if I say to you, you're going to be
što
a great
kažem,
nuclear physicist
ćeš biti veliki nuklearni
when you grow up.
Fizičar
you're
going to
win the Nobel Prize.
Dobit ćeš Nobelovu nagradu.
That's too high.
To je previsoko.
Because it's unrealistic.
Zato jer nije realno.
You'll learn later on.
Kasnije
we're going to get to that tomorrow.
Sutra
that when you set expectations, they generally have to be vague, not too specific.
Moraju biti bljeda, ne previše specifična.
Like you're
going
to go to MIT.
Recimo ti ćeš ići na sveučilište,
informatičko sveučilište. I can see you're going to be a great scholar when
ali ako kažemo, jednog dana ćeš biti
great
veliki, jedan veliki scholar propovjednik svjesnosti Krišne.
We already went over that one.
Ovo smo isto prošli sa djecom.
We went over
kad kažemo
unnecessary. So let's say we're going to go over this now and then tomorrow
sada ćemo
we'll go over it further because we have four more minutes of class. This is
the method of expectations. Postoji metoda o očekivanjima. To je jedna
first
tehnika. Prva stvar je da
very important. You look at the person
you want to.
Pogledamo
osobu za koju želimo da ovo je važna riječ.
What does blossom mean?
Da procvjeta. Što to znači?
Blossom, like a plant, a lotus flower.
Poput lotusovog
cvijeta. You want them to grow.
Želite da raste.
You want them to become beautiful.
Želite da
postane lijepa.
Želite nešto pozitivno.
This technique is called
kako da netko procvjeta.
Let's say you want to encourage him in Krishna consciousness.
Recimo da želite njega ohrabriti u svjesnosti Krishna.
So you examine him.
Proučavate ga.
What do you do?
I onda
you find something
pronađete nešto
that he did positive.
Što je učinio pozitivno.
Something you want to encourage
nešto
him.
U čemu ga želite ohrabriti.
Let's take an example of
primjer Radamadave.
You just finish your rounds very
early. Završio si krugove jako rano.
Wow. That's good. I can...
To je jako dobro.
And so, you know, I say, you just finish your rounds very early. But then,
Ali,
you describe your feelings about it.
Opišite svoje osjećaje u vezi toga.
I am really pleased with you,
Svarno sam sretan zbog tebe, Radamadava.
Not too far out.
Ne, ne morate pretjerati s time.
Here's another one. You just dress the deities very nicely.
Baš si lijepo obukao božanstva.
I'm really pleased.
Stvarno sam zadovoljan.
You know, I'm proud of you.
Ponosim se tobom.
And then you tell the person, this works for children, for students,
to funkcionira
for new bhaktas,
za djecu, za učenike, nove
for people you want to become
ljude,
new bhaktas, this is perhaps the most important technique of the whole class.
Nove bhakte, možda je ovo i najvažnija
then you tell the person what you expect from him
seminaru.
In the future.
I onda kažete osobi što od nje očekujete u budućnosti. You're
becoming a really good bhakta,
postaješ stvarno dobar pujari.
You're becoming a good preacher.
Postaješ dobar propovjednik.
You know, things like that. You shape, you give
him a dream.
Oblikujete,
odnosno date im neki san.
A practical dream,
praktičan
not
san.
Too specific,
ne
a practical
općenic,
dream.
Jedan praktičan san.
Like with a student, a teacher, or your son, for example.
Recimo sa svojim sinom.
You're becoming a very good
postaš
student.
Jako dobar učenik.
Not like what my mother did. She did
ne,
something unrealistic.
Moja mama je radila nešto nerealno.
My mother,
moja majka,
when I got less than an A
i kada bi dobio manje od petice u školi,
she said,
ona bi rekla,
this could not be the report card of my son.
Ovo ne bi mogo,
my
ne bi
son
mogo
would
biti
never get less than an A.
Isuse ocjena od mojeg sina.
Anyone,
moj sin ne bi dobio,
like
ne bi mogo dobiti manje no. od petice.
Yes,
nitko nije imao takvu majku.
You had a mother like that. That is not
dakle,
good.
To nije baš dobro.
You look at the positive thing, you
gledajte
appreciate the positive
strane,
thing,
i cijenite pozitivne
you give the person
strane,
a dream,
date osobi neki san.
You're becoming a very good student.
Jako dobar učenik.
And then,
i onda,
finally,
konačno,
you're positive, desirable, the person inspiring. As
ono
I said, not too specific, demonstrate, believe it. We're going to do this as an exercise tomorrow.
Sutra ćemo
napraviti vježbu toga. And the last one is you endear yourself to the person.
I treće, da postajete dragi osobi.
According to the appropriate relationship.
Sa pravom, sa odnosom.
Like if it was Radamadava.
Recimo da se radi o Radamadavi.
I say,
rekao bih.
Like that.
Or. Ovako.
Or, you know, if it's a lady, I'd say, you know, I'm
za
very proud of you,
rekao,
very pleased with you, or something like that.
Tebe,
there has to be some sort of emotional
tobom, mora
contact
neki
there.
Emocionalni kontakt.
And that will cement
I to
that
će utemeljiti to očekivanje
in the person's consciousness.
U svjesnosti te osobe.
For their whole lives.
Za čitav život.
They may think of that.
Možda će
that positive
misliti,
thing.
Misliti
you're
na tu
becoming a good musician.
Stvar. Ti postaješ dobar glazbenik. Postaješ dobar propovjednik.
You're becoming a good devotee. You're
becoming a good postaješ dobar pujari.
You're becoming a good student.
Dobar
so
učenik. Tolike mnoge stvari.
Vague. And that person will love
I ta osoba će to voljeti.
Because we all want
zato svi želimo
to be appreciated and
želimo
encouraged.
Biti cijenjeni i ohrabreni.
Very important. This,
to je jako
this
važno.
Principle applies to practically all of our interactions.
Na sve naše interakcije.
So we're going to practice that tomorrow. So
to ćemo sutra vježbati. Što ako to nije istina? Što ako mi ne postajemo dobar glazbenik?
No, you look... No, you don't lie.
Ne, ne lažemo.
You find something they're doing good.
Pronađemo nešto što oni čine dobro i damo im san.
I can see you can become.
Vidim da ti možeš postati to.
There's different ways of saying
postoje
that.
Postoje različiti načini na koji se to može reći. Znači, ti ćeš postati.
The whole idea, this is just one way of saying
ovo samo jedan
it. You don't have to say
na koji se to može reći. Ne moramo reći ti postaješ, već ti ćeš postati. Ti imaš puno potencijala da postaneš.
But the main thing is you give
ali
them a dream
stvar je
to look
da
for.
San kojem će se,
I mean, I'll give you a practical
težiti.
Example.
Daću vam jedan praktičan primjer.
Where is Gokul Chandra? Is he here somewhere?
Gokul Chandra.
So he knows this example. I'm not going to use his name.
On zna što je primjer.
Forget that I introduced him.
Zaboravite da sam ga upoznao.
I was speaking
to
a girlfriend of one of my disciples.
Govorio sam s jednom djevojkom. Razgovarao sam s djevojkom jednih od mojih učenika.
And he, this gentleman, was trying to tell his girlfriend to chant.
You have to chant.
You have to set up an altar in your house.
Moraš mantrati.
And she came to me.
Ona mi je došla i rekla.
He's really forcing me to do this.
Stvarno me sili da radim te stvari.
What should I do?
And šta da radim?
Don't.
Nemoj.
Don't chant.
Nemoj mantrati.
Don't chant and don't set up an altar in your house.
I nemoj postaviti oltar u svojoj kući. I rekao sam.
All right. So here's where I applied the technique.
Tu sam primijenio tu tehniku.
I said,
rekao sam,
there's no problem.
Nema
he shouldn't
problema.
Force you because
on te ne bi trebalo siliti, jer ja vidim
that you have natural devotion
da ti imaš prirodnu devociju u svojem srcu.
I can see that.
Vidim to i mogu to
and
vidjeti.
We have to develop that vision.
Moramo razviti tu viziju.
I vidim da imaš prirodnu privlačnost prema Krišni i stvarno sam sretan
što pričam s tobom.
And I can see that spontaneously you're going to be chanting.
Da ćeš ti spontano početi mantrati.
Nobody has to force you. You're going to be chanting. I mean, nobody's going to tell you to chant. And spontaneously you're just going to set up an altar in your house.
Spontano ćeš si postaviti oltar u kući.
Something like, you remember?
Nešto u tom stilu, sjećaš se.
So the next day...
I sljedeći dan...
You know, there's one... Also, boyfriends can't preach to girlfriends. That's
isto tako i dečko ne može propovedati, sorry, to jednostavno ne ide.
Especially in Finland. So, where the ladies are in charge. It's definitely not a chauvinistic society there.
Ovo nije šovinističko društvo.
So then the next day I get a call from her.
I sljedeći dan me ona nazvala i rekla, Maharaj.
I'm sending you, emailing you a picture of my altar.
Email.
I hope it's set up all right.
Imam tvoju sliku na oltaru.
And I'm chanting so many rounds.
Šaljem ti email slike svojeg oltara i mantram toliko krugova. Ili to u redu?
Because, you know, expectations.
Znači, očekivanja.
And I expected her to chant.
Ja sam očekivao od nje da mantra. Nisam je silio, nisam je rekao da...
You know, fallen
da je pala
like that,
ili nešto
she had to chant.
Da mora mantrati.
But I saw the devotion
ali vidio
in her
sam
heart.
Predanost njezinom srcu.
I mean, it's not that I was just like acting,
da,
put on a show.
Sam,
but I saw
da sam se pretvarao. Vidio sam
bhakti
u njezinom srcu.
Because that bhakti is naturally in everyone's heart. Especially
prirodno,
someone who comes in contact with the devotees takes prishadam.
Prisutno u svakom srcu, svačim srcu. Posebno osobe koja dođe do bhakti i uzme prasadam.
One of the topics I was going to tell you about is how to get someone to chant,
je kako,
basically they're
kako
a little
učiniti,
stubborn about
kako nekome pomoći da mantra, da počne mantrati.
You take whatever devotion they have in their heart and trust in their devotion.
Devociju koju osoba ima u srcu i vjerujete devociju te osobe.
When you're ready, when it's
i kažete,
time,
kada
si
spreman i kada bude vrijeme, ti ćeš mantrati.
Then they will chant.
I oni će uistinu mantrati.
Yeah.
Ponekad, kad sam propovjedao, imao sam neka očekivanja, ali se nisu ispunila. Ako kultiviramo neku osobu,
you have to give them expectations.
Trebamo im dati neka očekivanja.
Without pressure. You
bez,
can't say,
bez pritiska.
I can tell you by tomorrow you're going to be chanting.
Znam već sutra ćeš ti mantrati.
You can say, you know, eventually.
Jednostavno kažemo jednog dana ćeš mantrati.
Yeah, the problem is in you. You have to be patient with people.
Trebamo
biti
strpljivi
s ljudima. What is the first part? You have to love your student.
Početak, trebamo voljeti svoje učenike.
Unconditionally.
Bezuvjetno.
That's the first point in being a parent,
prva stvar,
a teacher, a guru,
a
Bhagavatam class reciter. You have to love your students unconditionally.
Znači, treba voditi,
even if they take 5,000 years, 5,000 lifetimes,
ako im je potrebno 5,000 godina ili 5,000 života da postanu bhakte. Potrebno ih je voljeti na taj način.
I could see that, let's say, in Sachinanda Maharaj, he's
vidim,
like that.
Sachinanda Maharaj je takav.
I mean, I was walking on the beach this morning chanting, and I ran into Sachinanda
Maharaj.
And even after contacting him, I started to feel a little bit of love for everybody. So if we're impatient, that means we want to enjoy some fruits of that relationship. We want to feel like we accomplished something.
Mi želimo osjetiti neke plodove toga odnosa. Mi želimo
so
osjetiti da smo mi nešto postigli.
We have to love our students
trebamo voljeti svoje učenike bezuvjetno i uvijek.
No matter
Bez obzira.
If they hit us on one cheek,
da li nas udari na jedan obraz,
we turn the other cheek.
Mi im pokažemo drugi.
So I think we have to end.
Mislim
now. We're
going
to go over these.
Stati.
We're
going to
practice
ovo,
these
ovo
tomorrow.
Ovo ćemo prakticirati, vježbati sutra.
Very important.
Ovo je
jako
važno. Ovo je jedan od najvažnijih
aspekata. And you're going to learn how to blossom each other. We're going to make small groups or break up into twos or threes.
I napravit ćemo male grupe i bakte će pomoći jedni drugima da prosvjetaju. Naučit ćemo kako da ohrabrimo jedni drugi.
Okay, all glorious, divine grace, Shilabhopad, Shilabhopad, Ki Jai.